It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Construction is underway on a venue in Janesville that will contain a two-sheet ice arena, multi-sports complex, and convention space. We discuss the economic outlook for the Woodman's Center and surrounding Rock County. And you can call in with a question. Share your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Christine Rebout is Executive Director of the Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and co-chair of the Friends of the Woodman's Center. Christine, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
And Kevin Lehner here as well, Janesville City Manager. Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kevin, let's start with you. Demolition being underway at the site of the old Sears store at the Janesville Uptown Mall. Can you tell us about how this project is being funded?
Well, the project actually has several different partners, and it's just a wonderful partnership of the private sector and the public sector coming together to build the project. So obviously the city is a large funder, put in $15.3 million plus $2 million for design. And the state of Wisconsin, through ARPA funds, funded $15 million. And then there was just an amazing private sector fundraising effort by the Friends of the Woodman Center that has raised more than $9 million for the project and continues to grow. And then there was a federal appropriation from Senator Tammy Baldwin that was $5 million. And a contribution from the Janesville Jets, as well as a few others. And so it's just a great example of an incredible partnership. So the total cost is going to be around $46.7 million when it's all said and done.
Has this project been impacted by inflationary costs?
Yeah, you know what? We were very worried about that as we were going through the process. And thankfully, when our bids came in for the construction, the construction costs had stabilized. And so they actually came in under our budget. And we were very thankful that we had three very strong competitive bids. And our local contractor, Cullen, was the one that won the bids. But we were very happy with how the bids came in.
Christine, how important is this project for Janesville? Hey, Christine, can you hear us? I think we're having some difficulty getting Christine, but I will pose that then to you, Kevin, as we get Christine back on the line here. You know, how important is this project for the community?
Well, I mean, it's very important. The site of the project is Uptown Janesville, which is a mall property, and those mall properties are, you know, seeing declines. And this is an incredibly important corridor for us. And so this is just a great opportunity to introduce new life to that property and spur economic development in the city, as well as provide just an incredible community venue for our residents. We are predicting that there'll be more than $23 million in an initial impact for the site. And we are just very, very excited about that. We think that the center is going to create roughly 228 jobs, attract visitors from all over the region. And we're just very, very excited about what sort of impact the project will have.
Christina, I knew you're there now, but can you speak to the revitalizing a shopping mall area that's been closed or abandoned? Because many communities are grappling with this. How could this new facility affect the Janesville Uptown Mall?
This project really will have a tremendous impact on that corridor. We know it's just going to breathe new life into the businesses there. From a tourism standpoint, we know when people come for whether it's a conference or a sporting event, they're going to spend other money while they're there. We all know that we spend a little extra money on something we forgot or some extra shopping. So it really gives an opportunity to take those tourism jobs, whether they be retail or restaurant jobs, and make them permanent full-time jobs. And that's the kind of revitalization we're looking for, because that brings that money throughout the rest of the community.
That's Christine Rebout, who leads the area's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Kevin Lehner is Janesville City Manager. As we talk about construction of a combined sports facility and convention center in Janesville, call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. I want to find out, Christine, a little bit more about that fundraising piece of this project, that upwards of $9 million, and I understand growing. You have a title sponsor of the facility in Woodman's. I'm wondering, does Woodman's have locked-in naming rights forever with like a one-time donation, or how does that work?
The donation for Woodman's naming rights was an exciting one for us. Woodman's is an employee-owned company, so it was really an opportunity to have the local people play a role. Now, that sponsorship will renew in 20 years, but we're delighted to have them come in at that large amount. Like you said, we've still got sponsorships open, but we're also grateful to Mercy Health System, Kennedy Family Foundation, all of those sponsors who have made this 9.7 a reality, largest private fundraising campaign in the Janesville community, and really a testament to how this is good for the overall community.
What was it like to get those major sponsors on board? I mean, you certainly have, you know, the synergy of a community. What was that process like?
It was really an emotional roller coaster for us. We had a COVID pause. We started our fundraising, and like so many community development projects, had that COVID pause. So when those large donors came in, it was a pretty emotional event for us because it's a passion project for so many of us. So we were really grateful and excited for those donors of whatever size. We know people give in the ways that they can. So we were really excited when each of those donations came in. But those three major sponsors really showed a testament to the Janesville community.
Kevin, you have some knowledge base now on these public-private partnerships. What's your advice for other communities wanting to pursue large projects through this type of partnership?
You know, I think that it's just really important to be engaged with the business community. The thing that we have in Janesville that's just so incredible is a sense of community and a sense of connection with the business community leaders and the local government, which is not always the case. And that is a result of just a lot of work by a lot of good people over many, many years trying to make positive impacts in the community. Janesville is just incredibly exciting place right now. Through public-private partnerships, we've been able to do a bunch of revitalization in our downtown. And that work just continues. And it's just an amazing effort for that to happen. And so my advice would be is to engage with your business leaders early and often, have really strong conversations about the needs of the community and listen. And those are the types of things that really make this sort of thing happen. And I have to tell you, this level of fundraising is remarkable. And as a city manager, I'm incredibly grateful to our local businesses for stepping up.
Christine, ice rink here, like ice rinks really lead a bit of this project. You've got also the Janesville Jets hockey team and then a venue for conventions. Is it unusual at all to see this type of pairing in a single facility?
This pairing is a little bit unique. Usually you see a focus on one or the other and they're separate facilities. For us, we knew we wanted this facility to be able to be used 365, 24/7. If somebody wants a 2 a.m. meeting, darn it, we're going to make that work because we wanted the most economic impact for the investment. And we really, this came about with parallel paths. The Convention and Visitor Bureau and their strategic planning in 2018 said we really need to move the needle in the off season. So in January, February, a reason to have people come into town because snow is not dependable in Wisconsin. And at the same time, the Janesville Jets and some of the hockey community said, we need a facility. So we happened to all be in the room at the same time and said, we need to move both these things forward. Let's do it together and make it a major revitalization project. And one supports the other. People might come for a hockey event and say, gosh, you know, my corporate meeting would fit great in that other facility. Let's think about that. So this is a project that'll be looked at throughout the Midwest as a way to not only create, you know, economic revitalization, but also a way to combine facilities and make the best investment.
That is Christine Rebout, who leads the Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Kevin Lehner is here, city manager of Janesville, as we get a preview of the Woodman Sports and Convention Center with construction underway in southern Wisconsin. Call in with a question. You can add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Woodman's Sports and Convention Center is projected to be an economic driver for Janesville and southern Wisconsin, and we learn what's in store as the project is expected to be completed next year. Be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your perspective. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Christine Rebout, Executive Director of the Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, is here, along with Kevin Lehner, Janesville City Manager. Kevin, getting your sense here on the hockey element, the Janesville Jets, a Tier 2 junior ice hockey team, and the team has competed in the North American Hockey League for 15 years. So it has an ice arena at the Janesville Ice Arena, built in 1974. What is the condition of that 50-year-old ice arena?
Yeah, so that's one of the drivers of the project, obviously, is that we recognize that that facility was just no longer viable as a, you know, as a hockey facility. We were going to either have to make tens of millions of dollars of investment to redo that facility. It's older than I am already. And so that was one of the discussions, was how do we, you know, what is the best use of our investment? And through the combination of the public-private partnerships, we were able to create what we think is going to be a premier facility and continue that partnership with the Jets, which have been just an incredible community partner. Bill McCoshin is owner of the Jets, principal owner of the Jets, and he has just been a great advocate for the project as well. And the folks in Janesville love the Jets. Their games are a ton of fun. People pack the current facility, and we can't wait to get them into their new arena and open that up for their season once the project is completed. So we're really excited about what that brings to the table. And of course, there is the support for the Janesville Area Youth Hockey Program mm-hmm. as well, which is just going to be excellent in the new facility.
But I wonder, excellent in the new facility, I mean, maintaining ice rinks, that is not without input costs. And so I wonder, how will cash flow work here? Will there be enough operating revenue for maintenance and upgrades?
Yeah, so that is a great question. We've done multiple studies over the course of several years on that to try to figure out, you know, is it going to be profitable? And we think that it's going to be very successful. Our prediction shows that it's going to take about 60,000 in dollars from city funds to help operate it, but otherwise would be able to support itself through the different tournaments, the different concession sales, the conventions, etc. And so we spent a lot of time looking into that, figuring out what the best options were for how to run the facility. And we're going through the process of determining how the facility is going to be managed once it's opened.
Right. I mean, because Christine, you have to balance the needs of the community who want to use it with outside groups that wish to rent it, perhaps at a higher cost, that are not local. And so how do you strike that balance?
I think that really falls with the balance that we've had in fundraising. We've made it a community partnership. So we know there'll be times when we have a large scale event coming in, but hopefully we work that calendar and we work together with the community. One of our first groups coming in will be a local fundraiser for a nonprofit organization, but you know, we'll bring them in at a lower cost, but hopefully the people who come and attend, it serves as PR and marketing for us. We know it's always going to be a balance, but with the size and the design of the facility, we know that one part can support the other. So while there might be a lower cost nonprofit organization in one section of the facility, there might be a great pickleball tournament in another that's bringing in the economic impact for it. So the goal in design was to create enough areas in the facility that we could support, you know, the other events coming into it at a lower cost.
Wait, how many pickleball courts? You just said something really shiny and glittery over here.
We didn't add alternate. We started out with 16, and Kevin, maybe you can help me if we're up to 18 or 20 pickleball courts now. But I know the minute I said the word pickleball, the state of Wisconsin would have a little bit of a sigh and some excitement when I said those words.
Kevin, do you have anything to add about that?
Well, number one,
yeah, I mean, you forgot the most essential piece of public-private investment, which is another P, which is pickleball.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we're very excited about pickleball. When it comes to pickleball courts, you build it and they will come. It is incredibly exciting. And that's the great thing about the facility is that it has so much different uses that we can put there. So it can be a sports facility. I mean, it can obviously host hockey tournaments, but as you mentioned, it can host a pickleball tournament. It can host, a regular pickleball league in the facility. And one of the sheets of ice is actually going to be used for multi-purposes when it's not hockey season. So it just gives folks like Christine the ability to sell the space in different ways, which we think is just a great benefit to the facility and is going to make us unique as compared to others in the state and in the region.
Talking about the construction of a combined sports facility and convention center in Janesville with pickleball in the mix, Kevin Lehner there, Janesville's city manager. Kristen Rebout leads the area's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Christine, when we talked about operating revenue, I'm wondering what is the role here of Convention and Visitors Bureau? I mean, you have the hotel room tax revenue. Will that go at all toward this project in ongoing costs?
We sell the entire Janesville community, and now we have a new tool in the toolbox in the Woodman Sports and Convention Center, and we know it's going to complement all of our hotels and facilities, so absolutely, we'll be working hard to fill that facility. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say everybody listening can play a role in that, because we said the magic word pickleball, but we also know organizations like Wisconsin Broadcasters. All of those meetings and conventions need a home to go to, and we don't like to see when they head to Illinois or a nearby state. We want to keep them here in Wisconsin. So this is our opportunity at the Convention and Visitors Bureau to really sell. So many people in the project said, oh, you know, you've almost completed your fundraising. Can you relax now? I said, absolutely not. Now we begin to sell the facility and the Janesville community, which, as we said, benefits hotels, attractions, restaurants, and all of the people who support them.
Kevin, what do you say to property taxpayers who object to paying for this facility, especially those who aren't like hockey fans or convention goers?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things on that. We've been very clear and open about the impacts to the community as a whole. The average taxpayer is going to pay about $39 annually in additional tax to support the facility. And that is a very low number, considering that we're going to have a $46 million asset to be able to use. And then the other thing that's really key is that it is a community facility. And so the fact that it's city run is going to give us just opportunities to do all sorts of programming for our community as a whole. Mm. And so our recreation folks do an incredible job now providing opportunities for seniors and for young people and for everybody in between. And this just gives us another tool to be able to provide those services as well. And so we think that the fact that it's going to be a community asset and then the economic growth that it will create around the Milton Avenue corridor will offset those tax costs that we will incur when we initially build it and fund the debt.
Christine, in our last moments together, Shannon and Racine is calling in, used to live in Janesville, has an ice skating background, and have you considered figure skating competitions in this venue?
Figure skating has been at the table in the initial design part of the program, and we know that we have opportunities for all or ice sports. We have some strong figure skating and some great events that we do now with them, so we're delighted to bring figure skating to the table for that.
Okay, so that too is in the mix. Shannon, thank you for calling in. And Christine and Kevin, thank you so much for joining us and sharing about this project.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine Rebout is Executive Director of the Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, as well as co-chair of the Friends of the Woodman Center. Kevin Lehner is Janesville City Manager. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.